This is CliffCentral.com.
Hello. It's 2:30 on a Monday, and you know what that means? It's Youth Leadership Platform on CliffCentral.com. I'm Chanel Karawan. I am the Operations Director for Student Brands, and I'm very happy to be officially hosting the show today after the launch last week. Thank you so much for listening. In the studio with me, I've got Ellis, who's was on in the last show. I've got Adrian's dad, Louis, and Muzi Timbukwaya, my fellow sales director. Hello.
Hello.
Okay. So we have Dennis Ngango, our special guest today. He's running a little bit late. So in the meantime, I would like to just give you a personal leadership tip, you know, keeping in line with the show. And I want to say, be the best that you can be in absolutely everything that you do. If you're making a cup of coffee, make the best cup of coffee that you'll ever make. And hopefully that will change your mindset into a leader's mindset. Muzi, do you want to add?
I think that's a powerful thought, you know. Be the best.
Be the best.
That you can be.
That you can be.
I think South Africa deserves and needs people with that sort of mindset, especially young people.
100%.
Yeah. In whatever respect of life, I mean, whether, you know, you are a community leader, a church, in your workplace, at school, university.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If you're coloring, color great. Color in the lines.
But the challenge, though, Chanel, isn't it the fact that we also get conditioned to think average?
That's true. And I think that that is a problem with the youth lately, is that they're just conditioned by what society says, you know, and you really need to become an individual to stand out as a leader.
Totally.
And I think the best way to actually do that is to put your 150% into everything.
Chanel,
everything that you do.
Just reinforce the principle, which is great. Do the best you can in whatever you do is a mindset. Now,
yes.
You know, people define, the way we've learned to define leadership is really taking away from the boss to that part of each of us that enables us to move a situation in a positive direction.
Yes.
There's a big difference there. So therefore, you are saying, and we say, you must speak to the best part of us. If you, your lifestyle is one that you don't do your best in any area, then you're really determining the character you are, and that you lose that leadership one. So to be authentic, it doesn't mean you got to work 27 hours a day.
Yes.
It means that whatever you do it with authenticity and do the best you can. There's something trustworthy about that kind of person. It's a mindset that we need. We call that a transformation mindset because it affects everything you do in life.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think a mindset is the most important aspect of what he's saying here.
But yeah, it's mindset. So I think it even plays a bigger role in terms of maybe our parents, you know, in terms of how they bring us up. Because the mindset, if from your parents, is not clear as to what you should achieve maybe in life, you know what I mean? So I think parents maybe should actually maybe listen in terms of the youth and going forward in terms of the mindset and everything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, someone has spoken about the fact that, you know, leadership, whether you're talking at the executive level or even at a personal level or youth level, so to speak, has to be based on trust, hope, optimism, purpose, and energy-boosting habits. This leads to a sense of powerfulness, positive energy, confidence, meaning at work, which fuels higher performance. And for me, the takeaway here is meaning.
Yes.
You know, youth have to find meaning.
You see, the point about the meaning, though, is, Chanel, and this ties in together, the meaning we should look for is not in the other party or with respect with the governing people, etc. The real meaning for a good leader is in myself. Now, for instance, if I do the best, it's amazing how my attitude changes. If I know I'm doing the best and I stop blaming or feeling I'm entitled to everything, etc., it's amazing a relationship. So the first thing about good leadership is the I can mentality.
Yes.
But if you've got a
yes, we can.
Yes. Well, no. I'm getting it. First is I can. And then if you do it maturely, then you find the next thing is I believe you can.
Uh-huh.
Because I can, I believe you. And the third is we can. So it starts off your attitude with yourself, not the blame situation. Nowadays, it's quite topical. We want to grow by taking away from somebody else. Good leadership, good character is not about that, hi.
But Louis, there are things, though, that we could say can be assimilated or taken from someone else. I mean, I hope you mean, you know, taking the positive attributes in terms of taking from someone else, because that I think we can continually do. You know, if you look at people who are mentors, people who have walked on the coals, like you said earlier.
Alice, thanks for saying that, because we misunderstand what I'm saying too. I appreciate that. We learn by simulation. Make no mistake. Simulation we see from other people around us, good and bad. So therefore, you can't learn if you don't listen and learn from men. But what happens, you learn from the best in people around. And because you're confident yourself, you don't judge that person. You take out the best. You don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. Mm-hmm. And this is a aspect I'm hoping to see more and more in the young people. To let go of the prejudice of the past, and they just look for the solid, the good in people. If you find it in yourself, then you find it in other people too. If you can't find it in yourself, it's not possible to find it in other people.
Great. That
so
was
it's possibility
a
thinking.
Lovely, lovely leadership tip there from everyone. All right, so we have Dennis who's officially joined us. Hello, thank you so much for being here.
No, it's my
here.
Pleasure. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm glad. So Dennis is Dennis Ngango.
Yes.
He's a 21-year-old dreamer is how he describes himself. How did you get to that? Why did you decide to call yourself that?
I use the term dreamer simply because I think I'm going through that stages of just experimenting with everything. I got the chance to speak to Robert Kiyosaki, and he said that everybody is a genius of something, and I'm not at that point just yet, so I'm still having fun with everything, and when I get to whatever I'm going to master, then that'll be great. But for now, I'm a dreamer. Whatever comes to mind, I try and achieve, and if it works out, great. If it doesn't...
You're basically exploring.
Yeah, so I think the dream is a good term to just put it all together.
Mm. Wow. You know, and dreams do come true, right?
They do, they do. Must work for it, though, I believe. That's an important thing. And you're a student at the University of Pretoria. You're studying industrial engineering. My word, that sounds difficult.
Extremely complicated.
and you're an ambassador for World at School and Future Life. And you know, you've been on all of these radio stations and TV shows. How do you find balance? You know, doing all of these things as a young person, do you party? Do you still find time to do that?
Yes, I do find time to still party and have some fun. But at the end of the day, being on radio or TV and being able to speak is what makes me feel alive. So if I get some free time, I really want to invest it in something that really gives me a lot back as well.
There we go.
So it's all about balance.
It's about balance, but at the same time, if you're doing what you love, then it doesn't feel like hard work.
Absolutely.
You'll always make the time for it. And also with me, and if my parents were here, they'd say the same, that if I don't experiment with each and every side of me, then everything takes a blow. And when I am creative, and when I am still studying, and when I'm doing every single part of me, then everything just gets better and better.
Chanel, can I just mention the wisdom behind that? There is a acceptable standard in the corporate world that I work hard and I play hard, and it's quite acceptable. But you know, there's a lot of false basis to that.
Yeah.
We find that the people who really are passionate about the work, who are creative, innovative, don't have the need for that same kind of play hard, as they say, because that often is an excuse to do the most immature things, because I work hard, therefore I'm entitled to play hard. Of course, it's a balance there. It must be like exercise, etc.
Yeah.
But the point is, if you find that in your work, good leadership, then you don't have the same kind of need, because you find real enjoyment in the growth that happens in your environment. That's why he's here today.
Yeah.
Because it's always probably a growing experience for him as well as for the others. Very important.
You know, just before this, we were giving a leadership tip and saying that you should do your best in everything. Do you consider yourself to be a youth leader, and why?
I think where I'm at right now, I consider myself just, you know, experimenting with who I am. And if it is me being a leader, then that is the case. But In all honesty, I do think I'm a leader simply because I'm not afraid to lead. I understand my authenticity, and if it does contribute to the betterment of the people, then I will definitely contribute. But at the same time, if it doesn't, then
Dennis, can we just redefine leadership and then ask your comment? 10-1, the old feeling we discussed, the leadership, the kind of the boss. We're saying leadership is that part of everybody that motivates them to move the situation in a positive direction. So therefore, if you're the kind of person that wherever you go, you want to move the situation and help them in a positive direction, that's the essence of leadership. Do you believe you do that?
Yes, I do.
You don't have to be the boss for that.
Definitely. I think it's all about leading by example, having that integrity and the honesty, and having the purpose as well.
And win-win. You want other people to grow as well. And to that's right. You see, that's what I call leadership. The old idea of leadership, that just being the boss, it's not correct. It's not correct.
I think everybody has their role in society, and if we can all serve the people and do it for the betterment of the people, then we're doing something right.
That's true leadership.
But, you know, let me be a devil's advocate here and say, Dennis, so what's in it for you? I mean, why be the leader? Why carry all this responsibility? Why do things that, you know, other people can deal with and you can just concentrate on your studies?
But I think it boils down to what I said earlier, is that it's what I love. It's what makes me feel alive. So if I just sit and stand still and let somebody else make a mess of it, it really aggravates me.
But you know for a fact that what I'm saying is what most young people would tend to say. That's someone else's problem.
Yeah.
You know, I've got too much on my plate. Mm.
But then it comes back to what Louis said in terms of having the mindset.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got the positive mindset, then you know.
Shana, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
You know, I'm 75. I love youth. I've worked all my
Shout
life.
Shout out.
So in other words, Louis is a teenager.
I'm a very,
basically.
I'm a very experienced church leader as well. But the modern youth, do you believe there's an element of them that really isn't so selfish as the older people like to think? The youth I meet often has got something complete and selfish about them. They want to do the best thing. What are your feelings about their motivation? Do they always have an agenda? They just want to do it for themselves.
I think it comes back to when we sat the first time with Elias, you know, the dialogue, if you remember what I was talking about. So coming from it, and I'm sure my brother here, Dennis, will testify to that, you know, coming
I remember what Chanel
the dialogue.
Said.
Sorry, I've got it now. So it's
got it back.
Yeah. So they're hearing all these things that's happening, and you know what's missing? Mm-hmm. It's no one is talking to them. No one is engaging. You know, so the dialogue. It's if we're to speak politics, you know, the government is sitting there, mm-hmm. and it's having these dialogue amongst themselves. Who's going to be the next president? It's going to be us here, the youth, you know, and you leaving me out. What's one supposed to do?
The Americans say you speak with somebody.
Yes.
We say you speak to somebody.
Absolutely.
And this is a vital difference. Absolutely.
But I think the core of what you're saying, that dialogue is very important, that conversation, because at the end of the day, once you're exposed to someone and you really like it, you want to continue doing that and you'll do it to the most of your best possibility. But if you're not exposed to it, if you don't know about it, then...
You know, earlier on, we hosted the CEO of Brightest Young Minds. These are the folks, I'm not sure if you're familiar with them, but, you know, they run summits and they recently had one. And one thing that came out was that we talk about creating a seat, giving youth a seat at the table, where I think what you just said kind of flows.
Think about it this way, Elias. Let's talk up with the 20 unrest, you know. They're bringing in this mayoral candidate.
Yeah.
And the youth have no say
as
to do we want this person or don't we want to. Think about it like this. In the next 20 years, the mayoral candidate will be one of the youth.
Yeah.
But they totally...
And this is youth who possibly will be voting for the first time.
Muzi, you are saying not just speak to them. It doesn't mean you have to always listen to them. But communicating with people is not the same as accepting everything.
Yes.
Now, what you are saying also, people trust the people. Now, my experience is every time when I communicate with people, I almost always get something positive from it. Mm. Almost always. The whole process does it. Because suddenly the suspicion drifts away and suddenly you start seeing what the guy, like for instance, speaking to you guys, you see the integrity behind it and that team makes you better. So don't be afraid. Remember, Arjen, you know, Grunewald had... these interviews with great people. In fact, him and Ellis interviewed President Zuma. They wrote a very nice article. Mm. Also interviewed Malema. Now, I'm not taking any political point of view, but Malema said that not once in all his years did he have a one-on-one with a state president. Mm. Because there's a structure, etc. Now, what I'm getting at, when somebody involves such vital issues, you speak to that person, or you speak with that person. Mm. Now, this is not a good leadership practice. Mm. You have to speak, or else you're actually insulting the person as well.
Yeah.
It's a very important principle.
But that also says a lot about you and where you're coming from, and what you've experienced in terms of making sure that you listen to people for the core of what they're actually saying. Yeah. Some people just want to get on with the conversation and keep everything going. So I think that's also something that's important, that is not just to listen, but to hear and take in and absorb. Because I think as young people, the most important is to learn. Mm-hmm. We will be great in our time, when the time is right. But for now, it's important to just absorb as much as we can, take in, and then react and respond.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think the youth is rather impatient, though. We were in a training a couple of months ago, and we were learning about the generations, and they said Generation Y will come in and demand and get more than any other generation that was out there. So I think it's also important to have patience. That things will happen on its time. But you also have to work hard for it. I mean, Dennis, you can't say that you didn't put in a whole bunch of work before things started to actually happen.
But I think it boils down to how we live in an age where we have this instant gratification all day, every day, where we just go on Instagram, go on Facebook, and all of a sudden people have these new things all day, every day.
And you call that communication. Like, you call that communication. It's not,
It's not, exactly. It's not the case. You can't compare your inside to somebody else's outside. That just doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. And Bonang always says this thing that it takes, 4 to 5 years to become an overnight success. So in the same right as well, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Yes,
Chanel, your
nice
point,
one.
Though, is about teaching. You see, our objective would be is to listen, but also then try and delve the leadership part into it. Yes. Others, we appreciate the impatience. I mean, we are a lot of impatient guys that run the show. We're always trying to shake the tree, etc.
Yeah. Mm.
Because we believe we need transformation in the broad sense, personal and organizational and country-wise. But we listen. But at the same time, only when they feel you understand what they're saying, then you can start saying, but how you do it, have patience, have perseverance, have passion, etc. And these things will come, or else it becomes a one-way thing. We expect and we demand, and that just gets a pushback, from people, because let's face it, the people we expect results from are strong people in their own right.
Can I just ask all three of you questions with your indulgence, Chanel?
Yes.
I know you're running this show.
No.
Doing great.
But I have this question. What do you think best equips young people like yourself today to do all the things that we've mentioned, particularly to lead? What are some of the things that best equip young people in 2016 to lead?
Quick answer. Mm-hmm. It's having enough resources. That's all.
Okay, but can you be more specific, Muzi?
So,
are you saying money?
I'm saying everything, from the resources. Everything. The educational background must be on the same line as a multiracial school. That's it. Mm. What you learn in the township, you must be learning in a multiracial school.
Okay.
That's it.
Muzi, now we appreciate, we dealt a lot with educational leadership here, and we had many principals from completely resource schools.
Mm.
And we saw what some of them have done. The one Soweto school, we had three pupils here, 8 distinctions, 7 distinctions, and 6. Unfortunately, all 3 girls. That's beautiful. And they were saying the passion, they can't rely. At home, they couldn't rely on a study, they arranged separate places to study. So I'm saying deep down, leadership-wise, says, yes, we have to provide the resources. But the most important thing is to make sure that people have a mindset, that they go out and overcome the world. Don't wait for things to come your way. You know, I'm getting it. So it's a balance of those two. Mm. Because what happened right now, so much given by politicians, expectations. Are the people really working for it? Are they denying their real self to go out and do things? I'm worried about that too. You need both sides, don't you?
Okay, so Muzi, education, resourcing of young people is what would help young people lead today. And you, Chanel?
I think that you need to surround yourself with people who's going to motivate you and support you to get to what your goal is. So don't hang around with friends that's going to tell you, no, take a break now when you know you should be working.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a simple, almost a childish thing, but it is important. If you have people around you who's going to keep putting you down, there's no way you're going to go anywhere.
So my dad used to say, pas op vir maats.
Yeah.
That he meant, I'll pull you down. And I miss it. I always mentioned two different ways. The one always pulled me down. The other one always lifted me. The two. And I learned a lot from both.
Yeah.
But for the association is important.
And Dennis, what best equips young people to lead?
I think the first thing that came up to my mind, and I'm really going to stick to that, is understanding. Mm-hmm. I think first you need to understand what you're trying to do and the implications of it thereof. I think also that understanding comes or links to knowledge as well, because knowledge is power.
Yeah.
So I think the understanding thing, because I've now been, as an engineering student, we have to do vacation work, and I've been now going into industry and seeing what everyday people do, and the real world is rough, eh? The real world is rough.
Talking like a
welcome
student.
Welcome.
And I don't think the people know about it, really. We're not exposed to it, and then we're going to have this heavy shock. And I was lucky to the extent where I was able to go and study. So for people who just went straight into the workforce, I commend you. I respect you. We need to have that understanding and that knowledge.
What Dennis really saying, he's really saying, without trying to analyze it in that way, that it starts with you. You must have a passion to understand, to learn, to grow, etc. And then don't wait necessarily things come to you. It doesn't work that way. Because that understanding, we speak of contextual relevance. You must know the context of the society. It's a tough society moving to. Very competitive. Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. All right.
I can leave with that.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think we can leave with that. Dennis, thank you so much for joining us. We thoroughly enjoyed
the time went by so fast.
Yeah. I know.
Dennis needs to come back here.
Yes.
I think so as well. Like, let's just set it up real quick.
when we get
next week
outside.
You should be here, because there's still something that I haven't quite found. You know, I was a youth. I'm still youth. I'm 41 years old.
Yeah. Forever and always.
But I remember.
No, I was a youth too. I mean,
still are youth.
You're still youth.
You're a teenager, Louis. Yeah, yeah, but back in, 94, you know, I started my first job. But I had not been exposed to the same sort of, you know, framework that people like Dennis, you know, are operating on, where you can study and then have all these other passions, you know, to drive, you know, positive thinking. So it's a leap, and I think it speaks to the era in which we live, because of the opportunities that are there. So, I mean, it's incumbent, I say, upon young people to embrace the opportunities that this era represents.
But I think also that shows like this have heavy responsibility, because now you are making the conversation, you are sort of leading the pack slowly but surely, and you're opening that platform for people to understand more. So I'm grateful for a platform like this, and you just have to understand the responsibility and make sure you pull through.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Last words, motivation for fellow youth.
Oh,
before we go.
The last one is, if you can't get a miracle, you have to become one. That one always works for me.
Cool. That's a nice one. Thanks.
Someone tweet that, please.
We shall tweet it now. Thanks for listening, guys. Tune in next week, same time, same place. Bye-bye.
The Leadership Platform was brought to you by Sibanye, a proudly South African multi-commodity mining company.
I am a South African. I carry the hopes and dreams of my country and the generations to come. I know that it's not where I come from, but where I'm going to that really matters.
At Sibanye, we believe the future of our country will be defined by our actions today, which is why we are committed to the development of our leaders. Sibanye, we are one. Visit us on sibanyegold.co.za.
This is CliffCentral.com.